The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Press Secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba and President of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermúdez, affirmed that the largest of the Antilles will never be among the indifferent and will raise its voice for Palestine again and again. Through his X account, the president wrote that the genocide committed by the terrorist state of Israel in Gaza is a humiliation for all humanity. How long will impunity last? How long will be the way to murder be free? Asked the head of state. Cuba has historically supported the cause of the Palestinian people. Since the beginning of the latest violent escalation in the conflict last October 7, the island has systematically condemned in all possible international forums the bombings against the population in Gaza and the destruction of their homes, hospitals, and other civilian infrastructure. Cuba acquired a batch of 99 ambulances for the care of medical emergencies in all provinces and the Island of the Youth Special Municipality, the press reported. According to the Cuban TV News, the fleet of ambulances was obtained by the Cuban government through the MSCV commercial importing company at a cost of about $4 million. The ministers of public health, Jose Angel Portal, and of transportation, Eduardo Rodriguez, led the reception ceremony of the ambulances. Managers from both sectors stated to the Cuban press that this is a government program for gradual improvement of public health services at a time of notable depression in these services in Cuba. They also explained that this is a first batch of ambulances, which although they do not cover all the needs of the territories, they will mitigate the shortages. The importer MCV Comercial will support the purchase and sale operation and will guarantee the sustainability of the fleet through workshops in the provinces. Some foreign publications have selected the best places in Cuba for tourism and photography based on their beauties and well-kept surroundings. This is the case of certain scenarios recommended by the Spanish electronic media Buen Viaje a Cuba, which has been operating in Cuba for years and now follows those who oppose spaces to capture the best images. Such a list coincides with the criteria of many tourist guides in this country and with the opinions expressed especially by European travelers to Cuba. Buen Viaje a Cuba points out that Cuba is internationally recognized for being a safe destination and for the joy of its people, while it can also become an immense photographic set where every year thousands of travelers take memorable images. Cubans living in China express pride for their native country, urged to strengthen ties with Cuba, and strongly rejected the U.S. blockade, as confirmed during a national meeting during simultaneously at the Cuban embassy in Beijing. The Association of Cuban Residents in China issued a statement expressing patriotic feelings and recognized itself as an integral part of the Cuban people. Coordinator Omar Leon Sanchez expressed support for the strengthening of our country's relations with members of the Cuban community abroad. And in the international agenda, we have that members of social and union organizations in Argentina will march to express their disagreement with a decree of necessity and urgency signed by President Javier Milei. Participants will also express their rejection of an adjustment plan, an anti-protest protocol, and the government's decision not to renew state contracts signed after January 1, 2024, which will affect around 7,000 people. The NU, announced by Milei on December 20th, provides for the disabling of hundreds of regulations, including rental, supply, land, industrial and commercial promotion laws, among many others. Politicians, deputies, and organizations pointed out that these are unconstitutional measures against the rule of law and the division of powers. Meanwhile, an operation of the Colombian Navy and Air Force avoided a smuggling of 1.2 tons of drugs and arrested four foreigners who were in charge of transporting the illegal substances, the local press reported. El Tiempo newspaper reported that the joint operation took place in the waters of the Northern Department of Atlántico and that the seized shipment included packages of different sizes containing 24.83 kilograms of cocaine hydrochloride and 1,288 kilograms of marijuana. Colombian troops intercepted the boat near the coast of the town of Santa Veronica while it was being driven by three Costa Rican nationals and Nicaraguans. These men, upon noticing the presence of the authorities, threw an undetermined quantity of narcotics into the sea and tried to flee without success. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.